This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show. Wait, The Whole Show? What is this, a show about boats? Anyway, it's here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It is about boats. Sometimes. Occasionally we talk about boats, Jades. I can almost swear that at some point on the show, we have talked about boats. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. You've been here about, you know, you're going on 8 months, I don't know, a year, 2 years, five years? How long have you been here?
Yeah, I've been here.
It all just runs together here, doesn't it? At some point, I'm sure we hit it. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, color commentator for the UNC Bears football team, Aaron Rath. And yes, we're talking a lot about conference realignment and such, but we know one thing's for sure. The Big Sky Conference is set as we're getting set to see what this Bears team can do going into the season. Aaron, my man, how are you?
I'm doing good, Brady. How you doing today?
You know, we're hanging in there. I always say July is the slow time, but that is not the case in 2022. We have an Avs Stanley Cup to continue to talk about. We have a goalie trade today. We have conference realignment. It's a madhouse, man. It's fantastic.
And boats.
Apparently, at some point, I have talked about a boat on this show. Aaron, you did a great job at the beginning of last month. You're putting together your season preview for this team. And so many people are reading it because they're eager to see what McCaffrey's... Okay, he's been here 3 years, but this is his second real season of football. They're eager to see what Coach McCaffrey can do now that he's had some time under his belt to get the lay of the land and really try to build this team in his image, so to speak.
Yeah, I think he understands the college... the college way things work a little bit better. This is actually his first season where he's had all of the practices in the spring and coming into the summer and all the time with the players and a chance to recruit and do all that stuff the right way. And I think you can start to see that in the way his roster's lining up.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. We want to kind of break into it. You did a great job laying out the quarterback side, the running back side of things, and looking at the wide receiver side, tight ends, and the offensive line. But what I'm really excited to see, Aaron, is the running back situation for UNC. We had a chance, you and I and Tanner, out at spring ball, which seems like a lifetime ago already, to talk about what this run game might look like, especially with the really key addition with Elijah Dotson.
Yeah, Elijah Dotson is a huge pickup for the Bears. Graduate student coming out of Sacramento State. But the funny thing is, you know, we talk about college football and constant changes. After I wrote that piece for 1310, they added two more running backs in David Afari out of Miami, Ohio, a sophomore transfer. And then a very highly sought after redshirt freshman out of Fresno State and Jordan Hornbeek. I think that those two guys behind Elijah Dotson have just beefed up that running back room even more than I thought it was before.
So does that point then, again, you're already talking about a stud running back from Sacramento State. Then you say they're adding a couple more guys that are big hits for this Bears team. Is this what we're really going to see? You know, last year we kind of saw that too, but I know the Bears really want to try to work in that run style, kind of that old school, we're going to run the ball a lot to set up some play action.
I think we are. Elijah Dotson is a threat to run the ball, but what makes him special is he's really good catching the ball out of the backfield. So you set up that play action, it's not there, you dump it off to him in the flat, and he'll pick up 8-10 yards for you. We saw that in the spring game. He did that a couple times in the spring game. And I think a lot of these guys that McCaffrey's bringing in have that same running style. They're all built about the same. They're all in that 190 to 200 pound range, right at the 6 foot mark. So they're all about the same running back.
So I thought something was interesting, Aaron, during the spring game. Two guys that we talked a lot about, but we didn't see a lot, and that was Dylan McCaffrey, obviously at quarterback, and Elijah Dotson. We saw them on that first series, and they both looked great. I know, granted, the defense can't hit the quarterback, but they did look very solid. We saw Dotson moving around like crazy. They didn't play too much after that series. So was that, again, with Dotson, you can see it more of trying to keep him safe and stuff, but was that more McCaffrey saying, hey, listen, I know what I have with those two guys. This is about seeing what I don't have with everybody else.
Absolutely. I think that's exactly it. He knows what he's got in his quarterback in Dylan McCaffrey. Obviously, he's watched him grow up for 20-plus years, and he knows what he's got in Elijah Dotson. He had to see what he had behind him, and I think behind him on the quarterback side, Jacob Sermon is going to push Dylan McCaffrey to be that much better this year.
All right, talk to us about the quarterbacks then. Dylan had his moments, maybe even more so with his legs, but I know he wants to show the world that he can be a pocket passer. He wants to prepare himself for if there is life after college football, so you want to prove that you can do both. What do you see from Dylan this year? I think it's safe to say, for the most part, he had a down year last season.
Yeah, I think he had a down year. I think his weapons weren't as strong as he was expecting them to be. And I don't think he had as much time to work with them and build that chemistry. Now he's had a whole year under his belt and all the practices this summer to build that chemistry. I think he's going to have a much better year this year. Plus, I'm high on this kid, Jacob Sermon. His talent level, I think, is going to push Dylan McCaffrey to be that much better. Because I think if Dylan goes down, goes out, has a rough day, and they bring in Jacob Sermon, I don't know that Dylan squeezes his starting job back out. Jacob Sermon is that good. He's got a cannon for an arm.
He did. He looked good. A couple of practices I went to, and of course that spring game, he looked good. Big kid. Do you really think that if it came down to it, let's take injuries out of it, but if Dylan struggles for a certain amount of time, that Sermon could come in and win the job?
I think so. He's that good of a quarterback. I think it would take a lot for Coach McCaffrey to take Dylan out, but I think that Jacob could easily come in and win the job. I also think that Jacob's the kind of quarterback that they're going to have packages that they run throughout the season with him in as quarterback. Give Dylan a couple plays on the sidelines and let Jacob go in and run a couple.
We're talking to Aaron Rath, color commentator for the UNC Bears football, that you'll hear right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFK coming up this fall. Talk to us about the wide receiver core. You mentioned the weapons. Obviously, Cassidy Woods, 43 catches, 483 yards. Look at that side of it. What does the depth chart look like there? And can we expect even more, maybe perhaps more of an upgrade?
Well, they already did. After I wrote the article, they added another wide receiver out of UNLV, a junior transfer in Will Horn IV, who seems to have good hands. He's good. I would expect a lot out of Travis Graham. He's a graduate transfer out of Texas State, has some good playing time behind him. But then Cassidy Woods, he had a good season last year. I would expect a lot out of him. And then, just so we can keep things in the family, he brings in his younger brother and Kylan Woods, who is supposed to be just as good of a wide receiver. And then Ty Arrington, I look at Ty Arrington as kind of that Wes Welker type player. He's going to go across the middle. He's smaller, 5'11", 185, but he's got great hands and he's not afraid to take the shot. I am excited for this wide receiver core. I'm not quite sure it's as deep as we'd like to see, but I think the talent that they need is there.
I think another interesting storyline, Aaron, and break this down for us, is the tight end position. A couple of really big names that are relatively known throughout the state.
I think the tight end position is probably one of the strongest tight end positions that I've seen since I've been with UNC for the last 7 years. I mean, you bring in Kyle Helbig, a transfer from Colorado State. He's a big name out of Broomfield, right? Him and his brother. I just saw that his brother, Chris Helbig, is playing professional American football in Germany and won the player of the week at quarterback. He's a stud. And then you've got Max Pierce, who's coming back for his senior season, a transfer out of City College of San Francisco. He's a big kid, 6'2", 250. Helbig, 6'3", 250. I think what that does is that's going to change the way the linebackers in the Big Sky Conference have to play against this Bears team, because now there's big tight ends that are going to be going across the middle. taking those linebackers to cover them, and maybe even the safeties having to cheat up, that could help the deep ball as well.
Yeah, that's what I'll be interested to see, how the tight end and run game kind of work together, kind of maybe not going for those big chunks all the time, but working your way down the field methodically. You did your write-up on the offensive line, and you put it out there, and you said, hey, this group, there's no bones about it. They're going to have a lot to prove heading into the season.
They are, and guess what? After that, there were a couple dudes added.
They're not respecting that, man. Tell them to stop or wait until you're ready.
And it was like the next day after the article posted, they added a bunch, and I'm like, what the heck? So they added two big dudes out of Penn State, an offensive lineman, wow. Will Knutson, a redshirt junior out of Penn State, had quite a bit of playing time, 6'2", 320,
wow.
and another one in Caleb Konigas, 6'2", 306 out of Penn State, another redshirt junior. So I'm skeptical, and I'm skeptical because, you know, they're coming off a season where they were pretty good offensively on the offensive line. That group had played together for quite a time, and then the transfer portal and, you know, normal attrition hit, and the Bears are not returning a single starter from last season. So it's going to take some time. I'm sure they're out there now working on chemistry, but we'll see how these guys gel and how quickly they gel. I think that's going to tell us how quickly this team is going to turn things around this year.
Well, let's look at the schedule too, Aaron. When you compared to last year, especially the Big Sky Conference portion, it's much lighter. You know, they played the best of the best in the conference last year. They do have Wyoming in that mix, so we'll see how that one goes. But for the most part, you do take a look at the schedule. You and I were going back and forth. I think we both agree this is going to be more of a positive year for the Bears, at least a 500 record, maybe better.
Yeah, I think they've got a great opportunity to go 500 or better. Their non-conference schedule, I think, is winnable. I mean, they have a tough one at Wyoming, and that's just because that's a FBS school. Wyoming's coming off of a bowl season, but you never know. Stranger things have happened, you know, but they get to start at home against Houston Baptist. I think that's big. They went down to Houston last year and took care of them. So, yeah, like you said, of the Big Sky teams they played last year, five of them were ranked at the time that they played them. This year, I think that number could be two, maybe three. Depends on how Eastern Washington transitions off of having Eric Berrier as their quarterback for 5 years.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting season. I know you guys are ready to rock and roll. Aaron Rath, Blake Olson. I believe we're going to be doing some stuff with perhaps with Matt Gaider, too, sideline stuff as well. So, man, it's a great team. You guys have done an amazing job, Aaron, with these write-ups. And, hey, I hope you're writing and broadcasting more wins this year. That's the goal, right?
That is truly the goal. And I told Coach Darnell that. I talked to him about the defense last week, and he told me, you know, that he was doing his part to make sure that we got more wins to talk about.
I love Coach Darnell. A lot of great coaching members of that coaching staff over there. So we're certainly rooting for him. We'll see. I know you're going to be breaking down the defensive side of the ball for us. You can read that at 1310kfk.com. Aaron, when can we expect that to drop?
That'll come next week. I got all the data I need. Now I just have to throw the article together, so I would expect that early to mid next week.
All right, my man. Aaron, appreciate you as always. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, thanks, Brady.
34 minutes after the hour. Jades, we got our Method Flow Products poll question available at thewholeshow.com. Where will CU end up? Will they be in the Big 12? Thanks to Aaron Rath, the Bears team. Listen, I'm excited for all of it. I know we're talking college football turmoil here, but I love football, dude. I just love it. I love the high school side of it, the college side of it, the pro side of it. Fall is Christmas to me. My favorite months, Jades. September, October, November, December. And it's for several reasons. The weather's better. I'm not sticking to my chair. I'm not swampy. I don't deal with bug bites. But more importantly, we got football in the air, and I cannot wait to see if Ed McCaffrey's crew can turn it around, and so on and so forth. 35 minutes after the hour, short break coming up. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.